His abuse of them, and it went viral, and it is still, they're adults now, But they live in fear because people are still watching these videos and they think people might know about it. Like, that's the love of a father, right? There is abandonment, there is neglect, there is abuse, and that is very real. But God is bigger than that. God is bigger than a father or a mother. And so if you are experiencing those things, for people who are experiencing those things, they need to know that, right? Because the other thing about God is that, notice in this text, God gives no prerequisites for loving. And doesn't say you have to act in a certain way or be a certain thing to be loved. And so often, human love has that. We don't talk about it again, but it's true, right? For most people you know, there is some line. There is some line that could be crossed that you would say, I'm done. I'm out of this. Right? And you might say you go on loving them, but you're not going to be in a relationship with them, right? And that's just real. Even parental love. Talk to any of the young people who sleep in the shelter at Trinity Lutheran Church on 100th Street in Manhattan. It's a shelter for LGBTQIA youth. These kids have been kicked out of their homes because they have identified as transgender or queer, lesbian, gay, whatever title. They've identified as that, and their parents have said, you are no longer welcome in my home. Sometimes you are no longer my child. And these kids have run away, and they're finding shelter at Trinity. But when you talk to them, what a lot of them will say is, oh, I could go home. I could go home if I decided not to be gay, as if you could decide, right? I could go home if I became the nice heterosexual child my parents want me to be and lived in the way they want me to live. Then I could go home. There's a prerequisite on it for these kids. And what they need to hear and they need to know is God doesn't do that. Even if the parents, the people who are supposed to love the most in the world, say, you are not welcome in my home, God always gives us a welcome. Because God is not a man. God is not mortal. And God's love is perfect. Those kids at Trinity Shelter in Manhattan need to know that. And you all do too. I hope you have been loved well. I hope you love well. But chances are that love you experience is not always perfect. And sometimes there are strings attached. And sometimes people say, I will love you if, or I will love you when, or I will love you only. But God never does. And we all need to cling to that. So some of you might be sitting here and saying, you know, Pastor Nicole, I know, but I still love the parental imagery. And if you do, if you've been well loved, if you love your children, I rejoice with you. But please know that God's love is even bigger than the beautiful love you've experienced or given in your life. But if you are sitting here remembering how you have been hurt or abandoned or not loved properly by those who are supposed to love you, know that God is different and that God will always, always love you. The people of Israel ran from God all the time, and God just kept coming back. And in fact, when Jesus Christ came into the world, when God came as Jesus Christ, God knew what would happen. Jesus Christ came into the world and his people abandoned him, denied him, and killed him. And he never said, all right, when you guys can get it together, when you can have it right, when you treat me fairly, then I'll love you. No, he came into the world and he died for his people. That's how big his love is. So you will never be abandoned. were forgotten by God. And God puts no qualifications on God's love. God loves you for who you are right now, at this moment. Even if it seems like no one else can or you can't love yourself, God does. That is the good news of Hosea. And it's the good news we hold on to as the people of God.